Zak the Mishnah Vayter, Masech des Erevin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, Chamesh Chaburais. We have five different groups, Sheshavsu, that are spending Shabbos betraklin echad, in a big mansion. Now try to picture this. We have a big mansion. It's usually set aside for kings, princes, and there are like mechitzais in between, and there's five different areas over here where people live, and each have their own opening into the courtyard. Not everyone gets to live in a mansion over here. There are other houses, or maybe even other mansions, but this is the only house over here that has it set up this way, where you have these like five sections in this one house. Well, the din is, they have to make an Aruvah Chatzeres together with the other people in the courtyard. The question is, can we have one Erev for all of the five people over here that live in between the Mechitzos, or at least are there for Shabbos? Or does each one have to make a separate Erev? B'shami say Erev l'chal chabura v'chabura. You need an Erev for each group. Although they're all under one roof, but l'maisa, it's like a separate Rishos. Everyone has to give bread for the Erev of the courtyard. The Basil say Erev echad l'kulan, one Erev for everybody. This mechitza in between them does not create a separate rishos. Now, the Batanura explains as follows. If these walls that are in between these five people over here, in the mansion, if they come all the way up until the roof, until the ceiling, nobody would argue that it's all separate. It's the same as we're going to learn later on in the Mishnah, that people who live in separate rooms or in attics, they all have to make a separate Erev with the people of the Chatzar. The Mishami and the Basil only disagree in a case where you have short mechitzas. The mechitzas don't come up till the ceiling. The Mishami say this type of mechitza still separates them. You need a separate Erev from all the people here. The Basil say if the mechitza doesn't even come up to the ceiling, then it's as if they're all together. And one Erev from everyone together, that's enough. Umaydim, they agree. Bizman shemiktsasan, bizman means during a time shemiktsasan that some of them shiruyin bechadarim, some of them are in totally separate room, oyvi aliyas, or on a second floor. Then there's no question. Shein srichim erev l'chal chabura v'chabura. It would be necessary to have an erev for each group. Shein srichim, you would have to have erev, a separate erev, l'chal chabura v'chabura for every single group over here. By the way, do you know what the shayrish of the word chabura would be? Chaver, to be together. To be mechaber, a sefer, pages that are like connected together. Okay, quickly chazring over. If you have five groups, they're in a mansion, there are these low mechitzas that don't come up until the roof. The Shami say, we still say that it's as if they're separate, and you need an Erev from each one. The Basil say, under these circumstances, one Erev from everyone, if the walls would come up or the mechitzas would come up all the way until the top, till the ceiling, then everybody would agree that's called a separate room. And in the case of a separate room or in a separate floor, then for sure you need a separate Erev from each chabura.